buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it.
Are we on? The show, can we actually talk now?
We can do it now.
Is this time for the shows? Ladies and gentlemen! Unfortunately, I can't tell you anything about today's show because I've spent my entire morning reading on my Kindle, on my phone. Have you downloaded it yet?
I have not.
Oh my gosh, don't, because you won't get any work done. Yes, Kindle for Android is released. And finally, the tide of my opinion is revised. I wonder if I can get it on my Microsoft Kin phone. We'll tell you about that in a few minutes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you're listening to That Computer Show, episode 139, your source for the latest in gaming and technology news. On today's dimly lit episode, we're going to regale you with tales of the Kin's early demise, the Kindle's rise, including a newer, better Kindle, and some other stuff we deem newsworthy. Sony, LG, Samsung, and others conspire to kill HDMI as it becomes a standard. Today they set their plans in motion. Chris, you going to tell us about this?
I will.
A little bit of everyone. And we're going to trade a really great Transformers game for a really bad one. And apologize to everyone who bought it thinking that the crappy one was the good one.
Rut-row.
Yeah, we'll clarify. Apparently some people are unhappy. And you want to play Tetris 3D?
That's
sure. Cool, right?
That sounds like fun.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How about playing Tetris 3D on a screen made of water?
Now that is freaking sweet.
Yeah. Chew on that, America. On this 3rd of July, one day before the 4th of July, which is and we've got some delightful iPhone 4 news. It looks like the signal problem may not be exactly what it seems. So keep your ears tweaked. That Computer Show episode 139 starts now. Okay. So, where do you want to start? Do you want to start banging on Apple first, or do we want to talk about Tetris, or make fun of Sony, or so many choices today?
I know, man.
It's so fabulous.
I came to the store with a great, in a great mood. It was dented by some things earlier this morning, but I fought back and got into a great mood again, and then I started prepping for the show, and
aww,
I'm just like, what am I going to gripe about now? So, but no, I'm trying to remain positive about my grippiness.
I'm gonna start with something positive. We're gonna start with a little bit of positive. And actually, I got to turn the ringer off on my phone because invariably somebody calls me during the show.
I don't care.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so
it is the best phone.
I need the one with the extra GBs. I have
an Android, the Wi-Fi's,
an Android phone. I love my Android phone. I really do. Now, for you longtime listeners, what's wrong with you? You remember, I used to be a huge Windows Mobile phone guy.
Yeah, man.
And I'm actually looking forward to Windows 7. But I mean, I used to be a huge...
Oh, it's called Windows Phone 7, Steven.
Oh. I don't care. So, anyway, so I got an Android phone, and we've started a revolution. Single-handedly, Chris and I have converted the entire planet to Android. Even the iPhone runs Android now, apparently.
It prints money.
I don't care. So, anyway, Kindle. We talked about Kindle back in the day, and I kind of dogged on the Kindle. I was like, why do I want to buy a $300 device to read books on when I can actually read books on a book?
Or your phone.
Or my phone, yeah. So, I'm dogging it. But then they came out with an iPhone app for the Kindle.
Yeah, and you thought, well, that's great if you own an iPhone.
And then they came out with a PC app, and I'm thinking, okay, bang on, that's pretty cool. You know, I can actually load my netbook up, lay in bed, read Kindle books. I don't even need to buy a Kindle at this point. But I'm sitting here, like, I'm in the bathroom at That Computer Store, you know, doing some research. And
as you do.
And I can't, now I download any book I buy for my Kindle, which I don't have a Kindle yet.
But you have the Kindle app.
I have the Kindle app. So if I go to the Kindle store and if I buy a book, it will be available on my Android phone, on my iPhone, or on my Kindle if I buy one. And at this point, it's probably going to be when I buy one. Because we have reached the point of information saturation. I can buy the book, and I can, if the Kindle is by my bed, I can read the book. And I couldn't sleep last night, and so what did I do? I read a book on my phone using my Kindle app. So now I can read it on my Kindle. I can, at the bathroom here, continue where I left off. Or if I'm on an airplane or if I'm on a boat, y'all, with my
flippy floppies. How does it work? I mean, is it nice? Does it look good? Is it easy to read?
Dude, okay.
I haven't downloaded it yet, but I have had other ebook readers on my Android phone. There was a pretty nice one, but I...
Aldebo or whatever.
Was something like that, yeah.
Yeah. Now, what's really cool is I found a guy who figured out a way to reverse engineer the encryption on Mobi Pocket so that it'll work on your Kindle. I haven't tried it, but the next thing that I want, and I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to let you look at it. I ran the Kindle app. Now, it's not full-featured yet. Hold on. It's not full-featured yet.
Oh, it looks nice.
But they said we're going to start, we're going to add in searchability, we're going to add in a better book browser and some other stuff. But the fact is that it's out, and just pull it up, read a couple pages of that Star Wars ebook that I downloaded for free.
Have you ever played with a real Kindle?
I have, and I like it.
Yeah, my mom has one, and it's pretty incredible. You can download books straight to it from the Kindle.
Yep. Yeah, it's free wireless for book downloads and stuff. Now,
It pans to the left and right.
Yeah, you just tap the left or right of the screen, and now. It's not perfect, but it's every bit as nice as the other ebook readers I've looked at, and I can zip onto the Kindle website and download a book immediately.
It's aware if I turn it to the right.
It's aware of you know, if you flip it, rub it. Oh no, down. Oh no.
And it does to the trackball. If I put my thumb on the trackball and move.
It's very intuitive. It's very intuitive. I'm a fan. I may actually buy. A Kindle. Now, here's the thing. I still think the Kindle costs too much. You know, the new Kindle's coming out.
Ooh, and you can change the colors and prices.
The new Kindle's coming out, and it's like $350 or something. I'm sorry, that's just too much. I can buy a Lenovo tablet netbook and, you know, read my Kindle books on that and watch.
How much is the Kindle app on the netbook?
It's free.
Okay.
It's free for the iPhone, free for the free for PC, free for Android.
So your argument is you can buy a whole computer and get to read your Kindle books for the same price.
Pretty much. But Woot.com the other day, which big news, Woot.com had Kindles for $149.
And Amazon.com had Woot.com.
Yeah.
as its Woot of the day.
Dude, yes, Amazon.com bought Woot. And
they got a good deal on it apparently because it was the Woot of the day. And just like,
yeah.
Woot of the day.
There's no returns on it.
No returns.
Here's the thing.
Only quantity one available.
sold out. You need to read the letter from the CEO to the Woot employees. It's amazing. It's really, really funny. These guys are so snarky. They make us look straight-laced. It's awesome. So, yes, Amazon bought Woot. I got Kindle on my phone. Weird stuff happening this week, man.
Is that going to change Woot at all?
No, actually. He said that they are still going to... they are still committed to selling subpar products with snarky commentary, with his exact words.
Just for everyone that doesn't know, Woot.com is a site that frequently has very expensive things or not so expensive things for great prices.
Yeah, they do a lot of
new and refurbished.
Yeah.
And
so I'm gonna go to Woot.com because on the show we
it's sort of like a one product.
Holy crap!
One product at a time. Overstock.com okay. or something.
Today's Woot is the TiVo HD XL DVR. New.
Don't you want one of those?
It's got a terabyte of storage, dude. It's $179.
You're like a big TiVo.
It's THX certified.
That doesn't mean anything.
It does. It means George Lucas has one in his bathroom.
Yep.
Every time he flushes his toilet.
Have you guys ever participated?
that's pretty fun.
Anyway.
Have you guys ever participated in a Woot-off?
Yeah. Woot's awesome.
Yeah.
The TV you're looking at right there came from Woot.com.
Seriously?
Yeah. So we got that TV for like $200 back when 26 inches were like $400, $500, $600,
$700. I believe it.
Yeah. Believe it.
No.
This is amazing. But what's crazy is this is the HD TiVo. It's $179 on Woot.com. It's usually... and I know the new TiVo premieres came out, so they're probably getting rid of them. I'm going to go to TiVo.com and see. This thing was like $600, $700. A couple months ago.
They also have Shirt Woot, where they have a different shirt every day.
They have Wine Woot?
Wine Woot and...
Kids Woot.
Kids yeah. Woot, and they also have a deal site where they have stuff for even lower prices, but it's usually refurbished.
Yeah, a lot of refurbs, but good stuff, man. That's... Okay, so anyway, Woot.com is pretty awesome. They've been owned by Amazon. Yeah, if you go to... the TiVo website, the TiVo HD XLR is $499. It's on sale right now for $229, but it's $499. You can get a new one from Woot for $179. And I'm thinking about getting a Kindle. I want to talk about the new Kindle in a little bit, but I want to talk about some other stuff first. What other one? I'm going to talk about Sony's douchery.
I don't know if it's douchery. I'm kind of on board and kind of not.
Fill me in on this.
Kind of am.
Okay, here's the thing. And Chris, I want you to tell us about this, but HDMI has become a standard, you know?
Yeah, and I have a little gripe about why I didn't like HDMI to begin with.
Okay.
Because we already had a connector that did exactly what HDMI does. It's called DVI. And sure, the connector's bigger, but it's the exact same signal, only HDMI adds audio and some encryption so that you have to have a certain connector, a certain TV or display device.
Yeah, it helps with copy protection.
And so everything is okay. Everybody decided, okay, we gotta go HDMI. It's got a small connector, an expensive cable, but that's the standard. It apparently was the standard for 15 minutes.
Even the Evo 4G has an HDMI connector.
Yeah, it's got a mini HDMI connector on it. But if you own,
I don't care.
If you own last year's iBook, it has this crazy mini DVI.
DisplayPort waffle.
Yeah, 2000. And I thought DisplayPort was going to be the big thing because we are actually selling video cards that have DisplayPort on them. Well, it appears that LG, Samsung, Sony Pictures Entertainment Group, and Valens Semiconductor have been conspiring to kill off HDMI.
Ugh. Just when I have
And I almost bought a new receiver with HDMI built in. I'm glad I didn't. Because what they're going to switch to is a different cable, different standard altogether. Yeah, I'm a little upset about that. However, the standard is called HD Base T, which Steven thinks is stupid.
That sounds silly.
I don't think I care what it's called. But the interesting bit is it uses an Ethernet cable.
Now that I do care about, unless you try and plug it into your modem.
It's fine. You won't have any problem with it.
Really?
You won't have any problem with
it. Okay, you just sold me a little teeny bit.
Because it does 100 megabit data plus up to 10 gigabit video. And with the expandability of possibly going up to 20 gigabits of data.
How?
Because the difference between 100 megabit, 1 gigabit, 10 gigabit, and 20 gigabit cables is what you write on the package. As long as it's a Cat 5e or Cat 6 or
it's
better
cable.
It's
got to be cable. Cat 5 big E or Cat 6.
At Cat 5 little E. Cat 5e/Cat 6. Both of those are the same. Cat 6 is just for really long lengths.
Yeah, Cat 6 is a thicker gauge wire. It's got a little piece
of polymer.
Yeah, plastic thing in the cross thingy.
But as far as like the signal bandwidth, Cat 5e and Cat 6 at standard lengths are about the same. At long lengths, you need to go Cat 6.
Yeah.
But you can go up to, 10 gigabits on a cable that's up to 100 meters. It uses the same connector. It's a RJ45 connector on the end. It supports 100 watts of power over Ethernet, standard PoE 48 volt power, which isn't something that we use a lot in the consumer world or in the home electronics world, but in business and in commercial, PoE's been around for a while.
I just got an instant message that says, "I don't care. I want more GB."
Well, it'll do up to 20 gigabits, which is sort of what DisplayPort was supposed to do for us, was double the bandwidth of HDMI 1.4 to allow things like 3D video. Apparently, HD Base T will do all the video, all the audio, all the GBs, all the Wi-Fis. So,
okay.
Standard cables, standard equipment. Basically, you could still plug this thing in to standard equipment. I foresee 10 gig switches becoming more prevalent because the reason you can't go right now and buy a Linksys 10 gig switch is because nobody has a 10 gig device in their home. So
this okay, it makes sense to me. There is a difference between Cat 5 and Cat 5 little E. There's a difference between Cat 5 little E and Cat 5 big E in that a specific company markets Cat 5 Big E as Cat 5 Little E with, it's basically the higher end, CommScope has a higher end product that is Cat 5 Big E. That's why commonly people think Cat 5 Little E, Big E. And apparently Cat 5 Little E is not as It's yeah. It doesn't.
The only companies that are really going to probably be upset about this are Monster, because they.
Yeah.
You can use a regular Cat 5 cable, but the Monster will probably still figure out a way to put gold in it and sell it to you for 10 times its real cost.
Wow. I'm mixed feelings. Okay, so that's all for the first segment of That Computer Show. When we return, we're going to tell you about airships making a big, big comeback. Yes, and we're not just full of hot air. Get it?
Airships.
Yeah. Got some good iPhone 4 news. We're going to bash Steve Jobs a little bit. That's always fun. And a street legal Tron light cycle.
4K?
Drive to... It's butter. 4K. You're listening to That Computer Show at thatcomputershow.net. Stay tuned. Segment 2 will start in mere minutes.
Buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing with me.
What's inside the orange box? The best game of all time. Brain melting offbeat genius. The deepest multiplayer game of the year. The Orange Box, October 10th. Rated D2M.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. Every day is different. Sometimes Valpak.com has savings on long-distance service. Other times, you might find discounts on long-distance travel. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. Depending on when you visit Valpak.com, you might find savings on pet care, car care, or even hair care. You could come across a coupon for martial arts or save on CDs from the top of the charts. At Valpak.com, you're in control. Just click the coupons that interest you and print them out any day, anytime. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online.
Hot dog, Armor hot dog. What kinds of kids eat Armor hot dog?
Kids with chicken pox love hot
dogs. Armor hot dogs.
The dog kids love to bite.
Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
The Onion Radio News. The U.S. changes its motto to America, we're gonna make you smile. This is Doyle Redland reporting. After a recent focus group determined that In God We Trust was boring to citizens and teens alike, the United States introduced a new motto today. America, we're gonna make you smile. After weeks of research and experimentation with various combinations of positive-sounding words, State Department spokesman Marlon Harris unveiled a new slogan at a news conference conference earlier today.
Yeah, we feel the new motto projects a more playful image for the nation. We want to tell the world that America is fun country, a great place to be, a great place to shop, a great place for, you know, laughter and what have you.
Harris went on to say that plans are in the works to replace the aging and out-of-step E. Pluribus Unum with U.S. Fever. Catch it. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it.
And we are back with more That Computer Show. You're listening to us live from the thatcomputershow.net as we broadcast. Whoops, that hit my mic. From the Blue Room of That Computer Store. I'm itching to read this. Hold on, I'm like shaking. Can you see me shaking with...
I see you shape-shifting.
Okay, where did it go? I've got a letter from Apple here. Actually, yeah.
It's the letter A.
The iPhone 4's new antenna design, which wraps around the phone, has been claimed to be faulty, causing a dramatic drop in the phone's reception, if held wrong. Now, here's a letter I'm reading. I'm reading this from Kotaku.com. It's an article they wrote about companies and the apology letter, like the Red Ring of Death apology from Microsoft, Sony apologizing for being Sony, stuff like that. Dear iPhone 4 users, the iPhone 4, and I haven't read this letter yet, so...
I'm reading it right. I got it pulled up right off Apple.com.
The iPhone 4 has been the most successful product launch in Apple's history. It has been judged by reviewers around the world to be the best smartphone ever, and users have told us that they love it. So we were surprised when we read reports of reception problems, and we immediately began investigating them. Here is what we have learned. Steve Jobs is a dude... to start with... Gripping almost any mobile phone in certain ways will reduce its reception by one or more bars. Now, as an aside, it's true. If I grip my Android phone in a lead-lined container, it does alter...
If I grip your Android phone with the cheeks of my ass...
Whoa.
The bars go down by one.
This is true of iPhone 4, iPhone 3GS, as well as many Droid, Nokia, and RIM phones. I don't like that word. But some users have reported that iPhone 4 can drop 4 or 5 bars when tightly held in a way which covers the black strip in the lower left corner of the metal band.
I was so expecting you to say something. In the back strip of the lower left part of your back.
This is a far bigger drop than normal, and as a result, some have accused the iPhone 4 of actually having a faulty antenna design.
It does have a faulty antenna design.
He just accused him. Accuser. He's an accuser.
No, you should not make the antenna of a phone... Easily, I mean, every phone.
How long is this freaking letter? Hold on, I got to get through this. At the same time, we continue to read articles and receive hundreds of emails from users saying that the iPhone 4 reception is better than the iPhone 3GS. They are delighted. This matches our own experience in testing. What can we explain all of this? Fairies. We have discovered the cause of this dramatic drop in bars, and it is both simple and surprising.
Dun, dun, dun.
Turtlenecks. Upon investigation, we were stunned to find that the formula we use to calculate how many bars of signal strength to display is totally wrong. Our formula, in many instances, mistakenly displays 2 more bars than it should for a given signal strength. For example...
AT&T. More bars in more places.
Except your iPhone. We sometimes display 4 bars when we should be displaying as few as 2 bars. Users observing a drop of several bars when they grip the iPhone in a certain way are most likely in an area with very weak signal strength, but they don't know it because we are erroneously displaying 4 or 5 bars. Their big drop in bars is because their high bars were never real in the first place. How many times did I just say bars?
I don't know, but...
To fix this, we are adopting AT&T's recently recommended formula for calculating how many bars to display for a given signal strength. I should sell used cars. The real signal strength remains the same, but the iPhone's bars will report it far more accurately, providing users a much better indication of the reception that they will get in a given area.
We're going to use math.
We are also making bars 1, 2, and 3 a bit taller, so they will be easier to see. What is this crap that I'm reading?
You only have 1 bar, but we made that bar bigger.
We will issue a free software update within a few weeks that incorporates the corrected formula. Since this mistake has been present since the original iPhone, this software update will also be available for the iPhone 3GS and the iPhone 3G. We have gone back to our labs and retested everything, and the results are the same. The iPhone 4's wireless performance is the best we have ever shipped. Poor bastards. For the vast majority of users who have not been troubled by this issue, the software update will only make your bars more accurate, shinier, and bigger. For those who have had concerns, we apologize for any anxiety we may have caused. Buy another iPhone.
Anxiety.
As a reminder, if you are not fully satisfied, you can return your unused iPhone, your undamaged iPhone, to any Apple retail store or the Apple online store within 30 days of purchase for a full refund. We hope you'll love the iPhone 4 as much as we do. Thank you for your patience and support, Apple.
Undamaged and this thing sucks.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah, you did well.
Next title and tag, we'll do all incentives to dealer. So basically, what I just, and I don't know what I just read, so tell me if I'm wrong. Basically, they're saying that we're going to make a software patch to change your perception.
Wrong.
Exactly. It's like you're losing signal, but we're only going to show you that you're not really losing as much as you really thought you had to begin with because we were lying to you
In the first place.
In the first place. You don't really have four bars. You only have like two bars, but we got excited.
I don't care.
Four bars. And now, to make it even better, we're going to make the littlest, the tiniest one bar, we're going to make it bigger so you think you have more signal than you really do.
All right, now.
Which is what we did the first time, and it didn't work.
I'm going to be real honest for a second.
Not learning from their mistakes.
I don't have to. It's the most popular phone launch in the history of the universe.
I don't care. It's the iPhone. I want it. The one with the GBs.
In white, please. Okay. Now, I'm going to be real honest.
I must have it today.
I'm going to be real honest for a second. I have an Android phone, and I'm not entirely happy with it.
Okay.
Sometimes it's sluggish, and no amount of Metamucil that I eat changes that. It changes other things.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's sluggish. I got some vampire apps that are eating processor cycle, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I was playing with Ben's Evo.
Whoa.
And you were there. We were all messing with it and the phone. And he was doing front-facing video chat, which is a feature that's been left out of all of the phones that I've won. Like, they do it overseas. They don't do it here. I don't know. Maybe. I think it's because everybody in the United States walks around naked, I guess.
Apparently.
His front-facing phone was phenomenal. And his rear-facing phone was phenomenal. Camera, yeah. Yeah, camera, not phone. The screen's huge. It's beautiful.
Yeah, the AMOLED screen is nice.
It felt good. It was thin. It was light. It's thinner
than my phone.
It is. Now, it doesn't have a keyboard, which I need a keyboard because, and I'm not being, you know, whiny Susan. I'm writing emails to clients, and I'm having to do things like, to adjust the reverse DNS entry of your IP pool, please, you know, contact the blacklist provider, blah, 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 blah. Very technical terms that the little voice recognition and the finger typey thing, they just don't get it. So I need that keyboard. But if his phone had a keyboard, I'd be giving this moment to Eric right now. Because it's extremely smooth. It was beautiful. Now, I've played with iPhones. And I will admit, I was playing with Meyer's iPhone the other day. I was playing Street Fighter on it. And it was pretty awesome. So it definitely, there's some sexiness to the iPhone. But when I picked up his iPhone 4 and held it like I hold my Android phone, and his bars were like, boo, 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 boo. They told me they fixed it.
Yep.
So while I am not completely happy with my phone, there's some weird stuff going on with it. I mean, let's be real. But they have done more in the past two generations of Android phone than Apple has done ever.
Ever. Yeah, The phone you want is going to be called
the Galaxy S or something.
That's the that's the class of device from Samsung.
Okay,
there are four Galaxy S phones.
Oh, there are four lights.
Yes,
I don't even know what I want. I don't know.
The one that's going to be on Sprint is the Pro, and it's called the Sprint Epic, and it is a Galaxy S phone with a keyboard.
Awesome.
So
Can you linky me the details on that? And we might even put that on the show notes, because this is the phone to get, people. It's the phone to get. Just trust me on this.
Yeah, if you want a Galaxy S, Samsung Galaxy S phone, you want a keyboard, get the Epic.
Yeah.
I'm having to search through.
Oh, I got a riddle for you. What doesn't Steve Jobs hate?
I don't know.
Turtlenecks.
Okay.
He does hate Blu-ray. Yeah. I'm reading this from device.com. It's no secret that Steve Jobs isn't a fan of Flash. He does, however, like the Wonder Twins and Batman. Turns out, he's also not too hot about... Turns out he's also not too hot about Blu-ray. The winner of the HD format war probably won't ever find its way onto an Apple product. Interesting. You can't buy a Blu-ray drive on an Apple computer?
I don't think so.
Wait, my gaming desktop's got a Blu-ray burner on it. I could burn Blu-rays, and I don't even need a lighter to do it.
I'm pretty sure you can plug in an external Blu-ray drive, but I don't think there's any software on the Mac that supports writing or even reading a freaking Blu-ray.
But isn't the Apple one of the best content creation for, like, video and media?
I don't know. Maybe it used to be back in the day.
Guys,
you can buy a compatible Blu-ray drive, but
I don't hate Apple. I actually like a lot of Apple's.
From Apple.
I like a lot of Apple's products. I thought OS X was revolutionary. You know, using a hardened, time-honored POSIX compliant kernel, and you know, putting Apple prettiness on top of it. I thought that was genius.
Yeah.
So, I'm not a hater of Apple. There are some people here who are. There are some people here who are Apple fanboys. But Chris, when you told me that your girlfriend was trading in her iPhone for
an Evo,
that just blew my mind, dude. Like, synapses fried.
Yep.
I need to talk about something else. How about Transformers? People being disappointed. Actually, I've got two pieces of Transformers news. We have been playing Transformers War for Cybertron, and the multiplayer is a blast. The single player campaign is awesome. It's like, I feel like I'm watching season -1 of Transformers, like an origin story. Mm-hmm. It's awesome. Seeing Starscream be Starscream, and he's all a jerk, and when Megatron is... And then Megatron's all like, I heard that, Starscream. Oh, Lord Megatron, you're awesome. It's cool. They got the personalities of the characters.
From the cartoons.
Yeah. Like, I mean, even Thunderbolt, or Thundercracker, and what's the other one? The other jet. Crap. Because there's actually, like, Dirge, and there's... Anyway, they spot on. So it looks like... people have been spending up to $100 for Warp for Cybertron pre-order codes on eBay. But it looks like on the Xbox website, the first map pack looks like they're going to include all three pre-order characters. Oops! Now, I don't know how this is going to affect PC, because I don't think...
I would imagine it would become DLC for PC and be completely free. That's usually what happens.
Yeah, yeah. But I can't... Can I play a Shockwave or Jazz in the multiplayer now? I haven't finished the campaign. I haven't had a chance.
I haven't unlocked those characters.
I need to play I need to play the crap out of some Transformers. Now, we're talking about Transformers War for Cybertron. Jazz looks awesome. Have you heard about the other Transformers game that people have been buying?
Valpak.com?
No.
Oh.
Let me find it. Where is it? Where is it? Where could he be? 3PO. Oh, Transformers Cybertron Adventures.
Now that's a really close.
Yeah, it kind of looks. It kind of looks like the War for Cybertron. It's the Wii Transformers game. But people are really disappointed. It's on rails, so you don't really have a whole lot of choice on where you go. Cybertron is nowhere near as awesome looking as it is on the actual game.
But the Wii can only count to like 55, so it doesn't really have the horsepower to do the War for Cybertron.
A full playthrough of the game from beginning of the Autobot campaign to the tail end of the Decepticon story took 3.5 hours. The whole game, 3.5 hours. Now here's the kicker. You cannot transform.
What?
You are not in control of the transforming abilities of your character on the Wii version of the game. It's all scripted. You remember Rebel Assault? Remember the old PC game Rebel Assault? It was basically a Star Wars flight game on rails. You couldn't turn more than a certain... It was an arcade shooter. You can't hit a button and transform. So while you do get to play as Prime, Bumblebee, Megatron... Yeah, you can't do any of that stuff. Basically, it's a shooting gallery with Decepticons that shoot back. So, not sure that you want to get Cybertron Adventures. You want War for Cybertron. So, if your parents are wondering...
The packaging looks very similar.
Real similar. They're part of the same release chain. It's all like, the new Transformers game! And publishers are starting to do this. Like, you'll get Transformers for Nintendo DS, and you'll get Transformers for the PSP, and they're not the same game.
You expect the game for, like, the handheld to be less.
Well, you do.
But you don't expect the game for the handheld PSP to be better than the game for the Wii console.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. So, and I'm not busting on the Nintendo for this. I'm busting on whoever released it. I don't know if it was Activision or you know, who, but... All right, that is all for this segment of That Computer Show, broadcasting live Once again, from thatcomputershow.net. We're going to be back after the break. Got some more news. This Tron light cycle, I really want to talk about this. And a child who has learned to wall walk using a vacuum cleaner. Yeah. We'll be right back. That Computer Show on the air.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen sink?
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Another public service announcement from Brill Cream. Men, beware. Use one dab of Brill Cream. Just a little dab makes your hair look excitingly clean, disturbingly healthy. This man dared to use two dabs. Now he's in trouble. We refuse to be responsible.
Brill Cream, Brill Cream, Brill Cream. Brill Cream, a little dab will do ya. Brill Cream, you look so better there. Brill Cream, the gals will all pursue ya. They'll love to get their fingers in your hair.
Hello, I'm William Shatner. I'm a shaman. I'm a conduit of the ancient forces of nature. You're no doubt wondering, hey, Shatner, how do I hurl bolts of lightning? Simple. Get World of Warcraft, dog. You can be anyone you want. I'm William Shatner, and I'm a shaman. What's your game?
World of Warcraft, the number one online game. Try it for free at Warcraft.com.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
J-E-Valpak. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O duck. The Elka pudding. Yes, sirree.
From San Francisco comes...
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice, a-roni. The flavor can't be beat. One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice-a-roni, the delicious break from potatoes. Now in six fabulous flavors.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-a-roni, the San Francisco treat.
It's the Onion Radio News. 9 out of 10 Americans can't eat another bite. This is Doyle Redland reporting. An exhaustive survey of current U.S. digestive status by the University of Maryland reveals that 90% of Americans are absolutely stuffed and unable to eat another bite. The study goes on to report that 84% of the population can't believe how much they just ate, and 71% do not even have room for dessert. Alex Gunther Boyd headed the study.
America is full.
The results of the study show a striking change from just 20 years ago, when a mere 50% of Americans were ready for more pie. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it.
And we are back, fully clothed as always.
And better than pie.
Huh. Alrighty, Tron Legacy. You ready for Tron Legacy, Crisco?
I mean, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I grew up on the types of video games that Tron the movie was about way back in the day.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that it touches on the fact that, you know, that era is over. The era of the arcade, it's over. We went to Carowinds on the last Sunday, mm-hmm. and we went to this part of the park where they had an arcade game or four stuck away in the corner as you exit another ride. There's like, it was a dark spot, and they just stuck arcade machines there because,
wow,
they just, nobody plays them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I can't wait for this movie. It touches on that and the fact that, you know, the MCP has been replaced.
I want you to check this out. I'm going to send you this link. And Leviticus, are you online?
Hey, I can't look at that at work.
Steven. Yeah, you can. Just mute your phone or your whatever. Oh, what happened? Anyway, check out device.com. I'm having trouble sending the link. Device.com, a street-legal Tron light cycle. You see it?
That thing's going to be hell at intersections.
Yeah, it's built from the exact specifications of the movie props. There's only going to be 5 of them in existence, all lit up with LEDs and neon.
Red, blue, green, purple.
The buyer's choice of a 1,000cc gas engine or a high-powered electric motor, 22-inch hubless wheels, and the builder even promises to include an authentic Tron helmet. Wow.
I bet the builder's going to be the best one.
$35,000.
On the bike, because, you know.
The bids start at $35,000. Are you on?
He should know how to drive them.
For some reason, every time I try and send you a message, it kicks me off.
Holy cow.
Does that not look awesome?
It looks freaking amazing.
Okay, so let's see. Steve Jobs hates Blu-ray. How about a kid who can walk up walls with a vacuum cleaner?
I did not click on that as like something I wanted to talk about, but because it just looked ridiculous. But please, enlighten me as to how this Spider-Man wannabe.
You know, and the reason I want to talk about this is they're talking about Kick-Ass 2. This is awesome. Basically, this 13-year-old kid, Hibiki Kono, he's got two 1,400-watt vacuum cleaners attached to panels. He's created hand-fitted panels. He can actually use a vacuum cleaner to scale walls.
It actually sounds kind of cool.
It does. And that's you know, there's a picture of this kid, like, man, that sucks. It looks like he's got shoestrings tied around his feet, connected to the vacuum part of it. That's just awesome. Just awesome. Okay, that's all I want to talk about that. What is this Dell? You sent me a link. Suit over faulty computers highlights Dell's decline. Dell's the best computer manufacturer on the planet.
Not
ever, right?
This story touches... This is from the New York Times. After the math department at the University of Texas noticed some of its Dell computers failing, Dell examined the machines. The company came up with an unusual reason for the computer's demise. The school had overtaxed the machines by making them perform difficult math problems.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. What does a computer do fundamentally?
Math problems.
Okay, so 2 plus 2 is 4. The square root of 4 is 2. 2 cubed is more than 4. You know, blah, blah, blah. That's what computers do.
Yeah.
It all boils down to math.
Mm-hmm.
So they were doing math too hard?
That was the company's official thing. However, the guys at Texas, at the University of Texas, found out that the computers were all failing at the same time. They found out that there was a suit. It's been going on for quite a while.
This is the Dimension 2400 debacle.
It did pretty much. It involves machines that were sold between 2003 and 2005 to major companies like Walmart, Wells Fargo, the Mayo Clinic, and probably sitting under your desk at your office right now. The funny thing is that Dell knew about it. Documents recently unsealed in this 3-year-old lawsuit against Dell shows that the company's employees were actually aware that the computers were likely to break.
So, okay, people have, for the past 10 years, people have focused their business on the, quote, Dell model. The paragon of efficiency, kind of like that people looked at Toyota years ago as the paragon of efficiency, how to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now finding out that the company, they lied wholesale to their customer base?
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk it? Now, we've known about this problem for a long time. We call it the Dimension 2400 issue, or that there's a capacitor. There's capacitors in there. They leak. They overheat. They pop. They leak. And they get goo everywhere. And, of course, if you let out the magic goo, computer breaks. Wow. So...
It was also the Optiplex series that were based on the same...
Yeah, same set of capacitors.
Yeah.
A study by Dell found that Optiplex computers affected by the bad capacitors were expected to cause problems up to 97% of the time over a three-year period. Holy crap!
97% of the time. Wow. That's like it's going to effing break.
Going to. So you have a 97% chance if you buy these Dell computers of having a failure that is going to make you lose time, money, productivity,
data,
porn, work, term papers. That's like we talk about the 30% failure rate of Dell and the big box computers. We talk about that as being unacceptably high. Our failure rate when the computers we build at that computer store is we're hovering at 2%. It's actually with all of those laptops we sold to the for the USC computer camp. None of those machines have gone nothing, no problems with any of them yet. So we're actually probably less than 2%. But if we say less than 2%, people aren't going to believe us. 97%? How much time do we have left in the show? 10 minutes? Okay. 97%. That just... It just blows my mind. I can hear myself out in the main area of the store yelling about this right now, and it's tripping me out. I gotta change the subject. I mean, that's crazy. 97%? Hey, okay. I was talking about the Kindle earlier, right?
Yeah.
I'm not completely sold on the Kindle because...
The Kin?
Oh, yeah, the Kin. We completely forgot about the Kin. Let's talk about the Kin before we talk about the Kindle. You've seen those cool commercials about the guy taking pictures of his ex-girlfriend with his cute little phone that looks like a hockey puck with a screen?
I don't watch commercial television, so no.
If okay, for the rest of the universe,
I've seen it.
It's a cute little commercial.
I've seen the ads on Facebook pages and all of
that. The phone looks cool.
The phone looks really cool. I'm sitting there looking like, that's a cool looking phone. It's like a little hockey puck. It's got a screen. It's neat.
Canada.
Did you say something about Canada?
No.
It's the official phone of the NHL. So, apparently, Microsoft's canceling this phone. It's only been out for a couple of weeks.
It's over.
Is there something wrong with it? Is it bad?
Apparently, it's not that there's something wrong with the phone. It's that the guy who headed up the project...
It's kind of complicated.
Chris, take it away.
If you go to Engadget, there's an article that pretty much lays it out. And basically, what it boils down to is Project Pink, the initiative that would ultimately become the Kin, began...
Oh, this is the Pink phone, okay.
...began back in 2008. When Microsoft acquired this company called Danger.
Danger.
And they wanted Danger for their cloud computing initiative, which is part of the Kin project. And it already started out sour, because shortly after Microsoft acquired Danger, there were some stories about how the Danger's Palo Alto headquarters started to look like a ghost town. People started getting laid off and transferred. And people at Microsoft were tripping over each other. They wanted to be part of this project.
ODM, it was exciting, like
yeah. So Sharp and Verizon were selected as headline partners in this project.
Okay. Guaranteeing that they would get the phone when it came out.
Exactly. So...
What's the guy's name?
The guy's name who screwed it all up...
This blows my mind.
...is a guy named Lees. I'm looking for his first name in the article. Andy Lees.
Andy Lees, we're looking at you, buddy.
Now, Andy Lees was the senior vice president of the Windows Mobile or Windows Phone team. And this whole reboot of Windows Phone 7 happened right around the time that the Kin Project, or Project Pink, or Pink Project, whatever, happened. Well, Lees was jealous. He did not want the Kin to succeed because it would overshadow his new Windows Phone 7 project. So what is a manager to do? He took over the project, Pink.
Interesting.
basically dismantled it.
He killed it from the inside. What a jerk.
He still was contractually obligated, however, to deliver the phone to Verizon by a certain deadline, which he didn't then delayed, but still got it out with the phone basically half-baked. I don't know what that was.
That was
Did you guys
trippy.
Hear that? That was trippy. I was like,
I don't care. It has the GBs.
Yeah.
So I hope this guy loses his job. And I'm not a mean-spirited person, you know. He maybe have felt really passionately about his project. You come on. I mean, you're hurting a huge... Think of all of the iPhone users that could have gotten this phone and loved it.
All of the children.
All the children.
This phone was targeted towards tweens who, you know, don't want to pay for an iPhone. And then also the final death nail. That wasn't necessarily Lee's fault. It also is the fault of Verizon. Verizon pulled the rug out from under them, according to this article, because the planned data pricing had changed and become much more expensive than it was supposed to be, which was Ken's top selling point. It was supposed to be a data phone that was cheap. The plan was supposed to be cheap. You could check Facebook. You can get on the web. It was cheap. It was cheap. It was cheap.
Cheap, cheap, cheap. Cheap, cheap, cheap.
Ken only sold... It sold less than 10,000 units.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Despite Microsoft's huge marketing campaign, I'm still distorted in the left-hand speaker.
Chris, I'm distorted, too. That's weird. Hey, check our connections.
Tap the blue wire. No, the blue... there you go. That's it. Because
wow.
If we tap the red wire, Bomb Squad would have...
It's like Lethal Weapon. Which one of us is Danny Glover?
I'm getting too old for this crap.
I don't want to be Mel Gibson anymore.
Oh, have you seen Mel Gibson lately? He's looking rough. And good. Crazy. And I'm glad he looks rough.
He went crazy.
Did you hear about this stuff about this supposedly leaked audio cassettes that his girlfriend taped?
No.
Oh, Mel Gibson has got a foul mouth.
Riggs and Murtaugh have fallen. I'm sad.
Yeah, man. He's got a foul mouth, and there is no race, creed, or tribe on this planet that he has not, you know, defouled with his mouth.
I wonder what's his problem. He needs to become a Scientologist. Get a little perspective in the universe. Xenu. Mm-hmm.
I think he bought that house that was in the movie.
Really?
He's got a god complex.
He does. Hey,
and you know how I feel about gods.
So. We've only got a couple minutes left, right? 2 minutes left. Really interesting, and it's not really world changing, but an interesting little piece of news. What happens if you put the batteries in your mice in backwards?
Nothing.
Nothing? Like your mouse still works fine, or like
it just doesn't do anything.
Microsoft has solved the backwards battery problem. They have a technology called InstaLoad that will allow you to put batteries into a device in either direction. Think how world-changing that is. Because I love my mom, and she's here at the store right now, and she's going to hear me say this in a minute. But I can't tell you how many times throughout my life I've had to fix the remote, like changing the way the batteries... And I know, if you got family out there, you've done it. We all put the batteries in backwards. So, apparently, the technology was announced by Microsoft. It works with AA, AAA, C, and D batteries. So, if you have huge batteries, it'll work, too. Why? Like, this is one of the sublime inventions of our century, I think.
If you put a diode in your device, then it doesn't matter which way you put the batteries in, it'll still work.
Apparently, Microsoft is like, yeah, here.
Well, they just put that stuff in the battery, I guess.
Well, you know, but there you go. It's a new technology for Microsoft. I hope that it changes the world. I'd like to buy the world a Coke.
Battery-operated Coke.
Battery-operated Coke. Hulu rolling out its Hulu Plus plan, $10 a month. It rolls out for iPhone, iPad, iPod, and TV. I still don't know what I think about this.
Wait, where's the rest of the stuff?
Rest of what stuff?
Like... For my Android. Mm-hmm. Can I not get Hulu on my Android?
I don't see anything about it. I don't know, actually, if you can get Hulu for your Android. Can you?
I don't care. Still getting an Android. Another Android.
I don't see anything on here. Let's see. A service offer shows not only watching a computer.
Can we talk about that?
Talk about what?
Okay. It turns out, and my girlfriend linked this to me the other day. She showed me this video. And we've kind of been playing around with it all during the whole show. It's a video It's a text-to-speech with a nice cute little animation.
Oh, yeah. Clearly not safe for work, so we got to preface
it. I can't play the audio, but basically what it boils down to is a guy who works at Phone Mart is approached by this lady who wants an iPhone 4. The video is really cute, and it goes to blast this lady's ignorance of why the iPhone 4 is you know, piece of junk, whatever. Apparently, and it was a cute video. The news part of it is Best Buy is firing an employee because he made the video. At no point in the video is it mentioned Best Buy. In fact, no one knew that this guy was a Best Buy employee until Best Buy, using the Streisand effect, basically outed it that they were somehow responsible for it because he works for Best Buy.
Now, and he does drop the F-bomb a bazillion times, but that's no... It's probably because, you know, Best Buy's in bed with Apple to sell.
NAT, yeah. Wow. I still think Best Buy's biggest mistake was even saying anything, because are you familiar with the Streisand effect?
Yeah, they should have kept their mouth shut.
Yeah.
Like we're going to do, because it's the end of this episode of That Computer Show. We'll be back next week with more of That Computer Show, Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net to get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TCSJoe. Tweet with us and join in on the fun. Until next week, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you have been listening to That Computer Show. Click it, cross it, crack it, twitch, update it, name it, read it, keep it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it.